Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Yudal, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 14, Mishnah 2. This Mishnah comes on the heels of the Machlikas in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah we saw that Rabbi Yochanan ben Huri and the Chachamim disagree. Rabbi Yochanan ben Huri holds that the same way that if a man gets married to a woman and he becomes a cheresh after marriage, he loses his hearing and his speech, the halacha is he cannot give his wife a get. Similarly, a woman who becomes a charesha, she was normal at the time of marriage, and then she lost her hearing and her speech, she similarly as well cannot be megureshes, she can't get a get. And the Chachamim disagree, and they differentiate that when the man becomes a charesh, then he cannot divorce. But if she becomes a charesha, if she becomes a deaf mute, then he can, because a man does not need the das, you don't need the knowledge or full understanding of the woman in order for her ruts on her will, in order for the get to take effect practically. So Mishnah says in Mishnah Beis, Heid Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Gida, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Gida testified, Ala Chareshes on a deaf mute, Shehisi Aviyah, her father married her off. That means to say he accepted the money of the Kedushin on her behalf when she was a Ketana, when she was just a minor. And now she halachically she's considered a bona fide Esha Sish, a bona fide married woman. She Yaitse Beget, that she herself can accept the get, even though she's a chareshes, and she doesn't have das, she doesn't have the full mental capacity. But since a woman could be megureshes, she could be divorced even against her will. So therefore, you don't need her will. You don't need her understanding. You don't need her das, her consent. Amar Chacham says Rabbi Yochanan ben Huri, Avzu. So this case as well of a pikachas, of a woman who was fully normal once she got married, and then she lost her hearing and she lost her speech, she should be megureshes as well, because you don't need the das. So you see from Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud-Gida's testimony, not like the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Huri, but like the Chachamim. That's why the Chachamim brought this Mishnah. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. Shnei Achim Chareshim, if you have two deaf mute brothers, and assume L'shtei Achayas Chareshis, that are married to two sisters that are deaf mutes. Ay, L'shtei Achayas Pikchas, or you have two deaf mute brothers that marry two regular women. Ay, L'shtei Achayas, or two sisters, that one of them, Achas Chareshis, Achas Pikachas, one of them is a deaf mute, and one of them is a regular normal woman. Or if you have two deaf mute sisters, nesuos neshnei achim pichim, that are married to two regular brothers, or they're married to two deaf brothers. So the first case in the Mishnah says the Mishnah like this: or if one of them is, or the two brothers, one of them is a cherish and one's a bikech, one's a deaf mute and one is a regular normal one. In all these situations, if one of the brothers dies and there's no children, they are exempt from chalitza and yibum. Because since the two deaf brothers or the two deaf sisters, the marriage are considered the same, and they're really only considered a marriage, midrabanan, rabbinically, therefore, the marriage of the yavam come, and they take away the zika, they take away the obligation to marry the yavam, because achaisisha, it's the sister of his wife. And the halacha is, there's no chalitza and there's no yibum. Vimhayu, let's say the two women nachris, they were not related to one another. Says the Mishnah, Yichainsu, if one of the brothers died without children, the second one does yibum to the wife of his dead brother, but he doesn't do chalitza, because we saw in Perek Yubeis, in the 12th Perek, that there is no chalitza by a cheresh and a chareshes, by a deaf mute man or woman. From Batulahitzi, and if let's say after they marry the Yavama, Yotziu, then after the yibum, they could give a get. Because a get can be given beramiza, a get can be given through hinting, through sign language, and that takes off the marriage or the yibum that was also done with remiza, wishing you with a hinting, wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.